listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
She swept me off my feet.
guys. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast coming at you today to talk about blessings in disguise, especially as it pertains to music. Ever since I can remember, I've enjoyed music, from listening to Green Day's Dookie to Red Hot Chili Peppers' One Hot Minute to Guns N' Roses' Patience at Home to the family road trips where we jam on the Grateful Dead, CCR, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young ad nauseum. Music has always been a part of the journey through life for me. High school, that music really started to take more of a front seat, dare I say, driver's seat in my life's journey. I was 16 years old, a fresh, ripe, and eager teenage boy in the midst of becoming a man. All I really knew and cared about up until that point was sports, sports, and more sports. Regular season and playoff games and baseball, basketball, and soccer, as well as tournaments year-round, made up our family's schedule after school. We spent a lot of weekends traveling throughout New Jersey, down to Maryland, D.C., Boston, and eventually internationally in Spain and France. It was awesome. It still is awesome. I'll never forget those times with soccer as a kid to a teenager to a young man. When I was playing soccer, nothing else mattered at that point in time. It was as if time stood still. I was able to be creative, have freedom, and the feeling of being able to run all day long without tiring much. Who wouldn't love that? But what happened during that fateful rainy night game under the lights at Mercer County Park in the fall of 2001 will forever be ingrained in my mind. One of my teammates passed the ball way ahead of me. In fact, it wasn't even to me at all. But like the hardworking player I am, I ran after it as fast as I could. Well, so were two other players from Notre Dame, the opposing team, and my leg happened to be in the middle of them as we all crashed into one another. It was at that moment that things would start to change for me in my quest to become a professional soccer player. That was where I was at the time. From the bottom of my hamstring all the way down to the middle end of my thigh, searing pain shot down the inner part of my right leg. I hobbled my way through the rest of the game, falling several times. Unable to walk without severe pain and an incredible limp, I somehow made it onto the bus to go back to school. Forget the pain that night. It was even worse the next day once my muscles and bones had time to sit and settle down. Limping the entire next day in incredible pain, I made it to soccer practice with the intention of playing. I ended up getting a quarter of the way around the field in warm-ups but had to take myself out of practice. I just couldn't do it. After telling my coach that something was terribly wrong, I walked to the trainer's office for them to have a look. They told me to put some ice on it and take some Advil. That was their solution to everything those days. Displeased with their diagnosis, I made a doctor's appointment for the next day and had an x-ray and MRI showing a fracture to my tibia plateau. Heartbroken about not being able to play for at least 3 months after that, I had to kiss my junior year soccer playing days goodbye. Thankfully, no surgery was needed, but I needed to stay off of it for as long as possible. Using crutches and a leg brace to get around, it was a challenging time to say the least. Having been so active for all of my life up until that point, to being sidelined from all I really cared about was difficult. Physical therapy was 3 times a week right after school, which kept me busy on those days, but the rest of the time I had no idea what to do with my time. I became bored very quickly and felt no inspiration from anything else. Until one day I saw an old acoustic guitar sitting in the corner of the dining room in my parents' house. It was my dad's. As far as I can remember, I don't recall him playing it much growing up, but there it was, sitting tucked away in a corner between the wall and the hutch. I asked him about it, and after picking it up one day after school, I flipped it around to play lefty and upside down. After I fiddled on it for a couple days, in short increments, my dad said something to the effect of, "You're playing that wrong." He knew I was a righty, but playing it the way I was playing it just felt right. It was strange, but it felt right. He ended up teaching me some basic chords, D, C, and G. At first, I was awful. I couldn't hold my fingers down on the strings tight enough to make a real musical note, so it sounded like short, high-pitched screeches rather than actual music. But like anything in life, the more you work at something, the better you become at it. And boy, did I work. I was hooked. Now I couldn't wait until the school day ended to go home and play the guitar, and by the time my birthday rolled around in April of that school year, my parents bought me my first ever electric guitar, a black Ibanez that I have to this day. And of course, an amp that accompanied it. Still wasn't that great, and for several months played the hell out of that guitar, cranking the amp up to 11, not to rip off Spinal Tap or anything. I thought louder meant better. Trust me, it doesn't. I played anything and everything I could figure out by either reading guitar tablature or training my ear to hear what was right and what wasn't right. To this day, I still don't know how to read music. It's pretty amazing. A lot of hours spent downstairs in the basement fiddling and noodling on classic rock and punk tunes, and before I knew it, I was playing full songs. It was incredible. I loved being able to create something from nothing just by putting my fingers on a piece of wood with strings on it. After all, that's all a guitar is. I loved the feeling of freedom it gave me. I loved the creative nature and the trial and error way about it. For all intents and purposes, this was a monumental time for me, a time in my life that ended up starting me down the path to where I am today, using music as a tool to make a difference in people's lives, mostly with the developmental and or physically disabled disability population and those with Alzheimer's or dementia. Yes, there are a lot of years and milestones I achieved since then that I'm skipping over, but the idea here was to paint a picture about a period in life where, pardon my French, shit hit the fan, and someone ended up rising to the occasion. Thriving in a new environment, a new passion, a new creative outlet that lay dormant for my previous 16 years. This is a testament to being open, willing, and able to trying something new, and truly taking a leap of faith into the unknown. It was truly a blessing, I have to say that looking back on it, but I didn't fully realize it, the extent of the blessing, until I was in college playing open mic nights, getting paid gigs for original songs, and helping some of my college teammates get through some interesting times, to say the least. Some of the highlights from starting to play guitar at age 16 to where I am now with music are being in an alternative press magazine, doing a live performance and interview on Billboard.com, being on the front page of PureVolume.com, working at the Harry Fox Agency in New York City at a mechanical licensing company, playing in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Michigan, as well as Ireland on my honeymoon, which was awesome, starting my own music publishing company, Key of Awesome Music, LLC, winning Employee of the Year in 2012 at the nonprofit I was working for at the time, the Ark Mercer, writing songs for sick children, placing songs on several television shows, commercials, background, in-store radio, retail outlets, and in-flight entertainment systems, and starting two music programs from scratch with literally zero budget into thriving, sustainable programs at two different nonprofit organizations. This is all because I broke my leg playing soccer, and it allowed me that time to figure out what I was truly passionate about. And I thought it was soccer, but it ended up being music. Have there been any blessings in your life that you didn't think were blessings at the time, which ended up taking you down a path which completely engrossed and enveloped you in the most wonderful ways? I'd love to hear from you about this. Feel free to reach out to me at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That's jim.gaven@gmail.com. This is it for the day, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good. Follow you home. Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially with a focus on music. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I am going to read a poem that I wrote in college. It was actually started in high school, and then I continued it through college, and I actually used it in one of my persuasive speaking classes as kind of a intro and then a little break that I talked about a certain topic, and then it comes in again, and then I talked about another topic, and basically interwoven the entire time through this persuasive speaking talk. I got an A on it, and my professor was really impressed. I don't really have all these beliefs now, but at the time, I was really into wordplay and trying to make things rhyme and having flow and really getting into songwriting at the time, so I wanted to share it with you. This is called The Longest Journey. All the ashes in the urn are the remnants of the burns we receive from scorching flames every time we curse in vain. Sets the stage for a great scene, a doorway entrance that will lead to a path of discontent. Those skylarks, soft and innocent, show us which way to escape through the madness of this place, to illusions in the mind. A fathom deep is where you'll find. Hitting meanings to this life are another reason why. Everything is getting worse. It's like we're part of some big curse that someone high had to create so they could teach us about fate and how the world is nothing less than passing one really big test. See if we have what it takes to enter heaven's humble gates and rest eternally in peace. The bread that molds us turns to yeast, and when we look down from above, we see the realm we used to love and ponder wonder we enjoyed our lives enough to help destroy the things we care about the most. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost appear in body, mind, and soul to represent God as a whole. Something so perfect and divine, a simple yet intricate design woven to guide us through this mess, advancing forward to regress. Before we're born into this earth, valued so much for what it's worth, did someone perish for our sakes? We could thrive here by mistake. Still with all these questions of our faith, the fortress wall may never break. But here our sins are washed away, forgiven by the hymn of praise. The priest exclaims during the mass, this hour long may be our last. Time to exalt his sacred name. The table's set, the altar's made. For the celebration of the host, the congregation makes a toast. To pray for humans everywhere, the spirits gather in the air. To watch the cantor sing a song and hear the organ hum along. To this existing melody, our time extincts eternity. But we'll still wait turns to receive something most people don't believe. Because when we're young, we have no choice. We're forced to speak without a voice because our parents say it's good, though I have never understood a thing or two of what they meant or any messages they've sent. The gospel clouds our minds with haze. The psalm predicts there's better days, but I'm unwilling to accept the day we pay our last respects to each and everyone who's seen the terror of epitome. And all the hard work we have done is thrown away just one by one. And no one wants to feel the pain, the emptiness flushed down the drain. We'll never cease to go away. It reminds me every single day of how our bodies are so weak. The mild yearn to be more meek until their gentleness wears down. By then, they finally figured out that no matter how hard we may try, we'll never make it out alive. So cherish every moment here, the hours, days, months, and the years, for life's a great but strange event, an always new experiment that's being stirred up in disguise to paint a picture in our eyes. But when we stop to think it through, it's already past the point of view. The lens has magnified this piece. The broken cage lets out the beast that lurks within each one of us. The flowers wither into dust after our final summer's gone and autumn's soon to bring upon. These leaves turn brown and slowly fall into the ground. And after all the trouble we put ourselves through, will all the people you once knew return the favor anymore? Can you forget them like before? They always went against their will. They swallowed their pride and took the pill. And as it traveled down their chest, oh, at his mercy they shall rest, knowing they left it on the field, this ground, this world, this place we yield, a little more than yesterday, and soon were quick to fade away. Under the setting of the sun, the moon, the stars, they are as one. They led a path not taken slow, because we are always on the go, without us knowing what's ahead. And did you hear all that he said? We all know one thing, that's for sure. His kingdom reigns forevermore. And when we think his work is done, the longest journey's just begun. Wow, right? What a mouthful. Those words were somehow resonating with me at a very young age, and to put them down on paper really helped me see how I am and how I even was back then as a person, and how I'm really truly trying to live a life filled with meaning and purpose. And the best way that I've found how to do that for myself is being as selfless as possible by serving and supporting my fellow man. And the best way that I really do know how to do that is through music. So that's it for today, guys. Hope you enjoyed that poem. And looking forward to the next one. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Have a great day, guys.
Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there. You can't think that I care enough about to let you in. Anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Cause that's what friends are for. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thin. I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. While you're empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life dreams. Time you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life dreams. That's what friends are for.